We're taking a short break to tell you a little bit about the 10% Happier podcast hosted by my friend Dan Harris. It has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, so why not master it? I recently talked to him on our show about what has changed since he wrote 10% Happier 10 years ago. A lot. Dan was once a fidgety, skeptical journalist, but after suffering a panic attack on national television, he decided to change his life. This journey led him to learn everything he could about the human psyche. Now he's on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Each week, he talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity, exploring topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. He's funny. He's smart. He's one of the best interviewers I know. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. The 10% Happier podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're thinking about starting your own podcast, you might want to check out Spotify. Spotify has a platform that lets you make a podcast super easily and then distribute it everywhere and even monetize it. And all of these features are in one place. And even better, it's free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters. Check it out and see how it works. Now, on to Untangle. Welcome to Untangle and Happy New Year. I'm Patricia Karpis. This week, we'll be sharing a meditation each day to help kickstart your new year. Today's Untangle meditation is a New Year's meditation by Chrissy Carter. It can also be found in the Muse or Meditation Studio apps. We hope you enjoy it. Take a comfortable seat. Find a position in which you can relax, be yourself, meet yourself where you are. Become aware of your body and your breath. As thoughts arise or distractions come that tempt to pull you out of focus, choose to redirect your attention back to your breath. And if it's comfortable for you, go ahead and close your eyes. Feel your body breathing. As you inhale, notice how the chest lifts and expands. As you exhale, feel the body softening, releasing, letting go. Much like the breath, as it comes and goes, change is simultaneously a moving forward into the new and a letting go of the old. New Year's is a great opportunity to start fresh. But the truth is, every moment, every breath is another chance to begin again. You're always in a cycle of creation and letting go. Feel this within you as you breathe in, receive the breath, the present moment, a sense of possibility. As you breathe out, let go, loosen your grip, surrender. New beginnings are powerful opportunities for growth and change. But in order to embrace something new, we have to first let go. We have to let go of the mindsets that bind us to where we are, because it was yesterday's mentality that brought you here today. As you sit here with your breath, bring to mind one change
that you would like to make in your life. See it clearly. Visualize it already manifested in your life. See it, feel it. To implement real change, we need to connect with a meaningful motivator. As you continue to sit with the visualization of your change already happening in your life, take your focus a little deeper to the why behind your change. Your why has to be compelling. It has to propel you into action, because there will be challenges on the path. The familiar pull of the known, even when that place is full of challenges itself, perhaps even initiating suffering in your life, or perhaps feels no longer relevant to who you are. Still, that pull of the familiar can pull us off course. Stay with your breath. And as you contemplate that which motivates your change, find a few simple words that articulate your motivation. Repeat those words to yourself. Set them against the background of the ebb and flow of your breath. Let your breath remind you that things come and things go. When your mind becomes distracted by the how or the what, redirect your attention back to the why. Why is this change necessary? Why do you feel compelled to move in a different direction? Why will this change bring more space and light into your life? Take a moment here with your breath, meditating on the why. Whatever we water will grow. Choose to continue focusing on what's ahead. Focus on the mindset here and now, which will help you to facilitate the change you're looking for. As we continue to bring our mind to the why, the old chapter, the old mentality begins to fall away naturally. We begin to live our way into the changes that we want. Plant that why like a seed in your heart. And then bring your hands together and gently bow your head. Allow that why to grow, to inspire, and to move you forward.